Chapter 34. Pharaoh.
What are we doing here? I thought we agreed this wasn't Mr. Blue Eyes, said Hernandez, closing the front door to Quinn's property. Pharaoh had gotten the keys from Statler and Waldorf. They didn't mind him taking another look around, especially as the victim had yet to wake from the coma and identify a perp. Statler had told him he could even take the case for all they cared. One less unsolved on their pile was as good as a win.
I know it's not our guy, but it's not a domestic either, said Pharaoh.
Okay, since when is that our problem? Statler and Waldorf unloading a shit show on us?
No, I haven't agreed to take it, not yet.
Why would we take it? It's not like we don't have a full roster of cases. The lieutenant's not going to like this.
You leave her to me. Look. You know me by now.
That's exactly why we're having this conversation. We don't need another case.
If you were a relative of Quinn's, would you want the Muppets investigating this case?
That's the department's problem, not ours, St. Jude. Faro leaned against the wall for a moment, found the light switch, and flicked it on. For a second, both of them were blinded. In the Catholic Church, St. Jude was the patron saint of hopeless cases, and that's how Pharaoh earned his name and a considerable reputation, because he closed cases that nobody else could, no matter how long it took. He took on cases from other cops when they'd hit a wall, and he cleared them.
I'm not saying we take on every unsolved in Manhattan. You know that. But there are aspects of this case that don't make sense. Come on, admit it. And Statler and Waldorf don't care.
Not our problem, not our case, she said.
Come on, the locks are broken on the tool shed and the back gate. That's an intruder, not a domestic. This is the kind of shit
that will keep me up at night, said Hernandez, mimicking Pharaoh's voice. Pharaoh stood, stretched his back, said,
Am I that predictable?
I've heard that line before. Last year, in fact, with the ATM murder, and 6 months before that with the shooting in Central Park, and the year before that.
I get it. But we closed those cases, didn't we?
Okay. Anything to help you get some shut-eye, she said sarcastically. Let's look around, but leave the case with Statler and Waldorf for now. Give them your notes. Maybe they'll change their approach.
And if they don't,
then we'll work it. They'll be only too happy to hand it over. Together, they went through the hallway to the living room, switched on the lights as they went. Pharaoh had at least been given a name for the victim, Frank Quinn. He was listed as the owner. There was a large flat-screen TV in the corner, some books arranged on a shelf, and a single couch. Pharaoh followed Hernandez to the study, looked more closely at the bookcase as Hernandez went through the desk drawers.
Nothing, she said. This guy is a bit of a minimalist, a clean freak. What does he do for a living?
Statler couldn't find any family, no marriage or divorce records, no hits on birth certificates apart from Quinn's own, so he started searching for employee records. It says he's a self-employed consultant on his tax returns, and he's got a shit ton of money in the bank. No hint of what kind of consulting this guy does.
Whatever it is, it must pay well. This house is off the charts. They left the study, and Hernandez checked the drawer of the console table in the hallway. Well, found some mail addressed to Frank Quinn. Nothing of interest, she said, dropping the mail back in the drawer and closing it. Backyard again? Asked Hernandez. Pharaoh cast his eyes up the stairs, sighed.
Let's check upstairs first. Don't want to walk mud through the whole house. Check the bedrooms, then we'll hit the yard.